I've got you under my skin.
That's the voice of Andy Anselmo, known as Teacher to the Stars. Anselmo turned 90 this past January, born in 1924, the same year the Community Music School opened. As a young teen, he was already singing and performing at nightclubs. Then a school teacher advised him to take voice lessons, suggesting he attend the Community Music School on Elmwood. He started at the school at the age of 16.
When I was 17, it was a very good year.
And by 17, Anselmo was singing live on local radio on the former WEBR in Buffalo.
Regularly every morning, I did Armed Forces Mail Call, which was near the end of the war, with a 12-piece great orchestra. I answered requests for songs from soldiers and servicemen, and I would read a little snippet and then sing their song.
While performing on the radio, Anselmo was attending Canisius College with a goal to go to Boston to study at the New England Conservatory of Music.
Because this great teacher, voice teacher, was there that taught my teacher at the Community Music School, and she was always talking to me about her teacher. And so I just had to go there.
Anselmo found his way to the music school. He received scholarships, worked in nightclubs, and earned his degrees. Later, he headed to New York City, where he opened a studio and began training others in music. But Anselmo attributes his early years of singing on local radio to launching his successful music career. He has served as a voice coach to some of the most amazing stars in the music industry, including legends like Liza Minnelli. What was it like working with Liza?
Oh, well, she is a lovely girl. I mean, she is very sweet, and she's just great. And she was having problems with her voice at the time, and I had the school in New York City called the Singers Forum. Actually, I had that school in New York for almost 50 years. And so she came to my studio, and we started to... I had been teaching her accompanist, Billy Stritch, who was simply great. And when she heard his voice change the way it did, she said, "I gotta go to that man."
Call me.
Anselmo also trained Tony Bennett, once helping him to restore his singing voice after surgery.
And a funny story is that he had I think it was a Pekingese dog, and he could do anything without holding that dog. She would not stay on the ground. She would bark. But if you picked her up, she stopped. So we did all the exercises with the dog. You know, wherever that dog is, he's singing very well.
Anselmo will be helping Community Music School celebrate its 90th year in Buffalo as one of its beloved students.
It turns out in music in Buffalo, 1924 was a very good year. It was not only our first year, but also the year that Andy Anselmo was born.
Jeff Patterson is executive director of the Community Music School. After nine decades in Buffalo, the school's legacy is very rich, not only from training those who are now national performers, but providing music education to many local citizens.
I always say that Community Music School spins two plates at the same time. One is quality and the other is access. And so you know if you study at Community Music School that you're going to get great teachers, good music instruction, a level of quality that we think is unrivaled in the region. But the other thing that we're very proud of is that we are there for everybody. You know, we're just as proud of the people who are serving in their houses of worship and people who are entertaining their loved ones and doing things out in the community with their music, and we're there for them too.
Music education offers a strong backdrop to improve overall education, especially in young children.
It's a language of its own. It uses math. It uses scientific principles. And so it engages both sides of the brain, and I think that's why students who study music are shown to have higher test scores. They have better problem-solving skills. They have higher self-esteem. There are even studies that have shown that students who participate in music education programs have a lower rate of illicit drug use.
Patterson says his organization is saddened any time music education is cut in public schools.
Now, sometimes people will say to me, well, that's got to be good for you. You'll have more students coming to you. And no, we don't see it that way. It's not a victory for anybody when music education is cut. It's a loss for everybody.
The community music school also celebrates the works of Michael Savisca. He studied at the school and also with Anselmo.
Well, I started with, my first coach was Cheryl Hudson back in, wow, it was a long time ago, but I went to see her with the goal of just finding out if I had a voice, because I always wanted to be a singer, and that was pretty much, you know, I tried everything in life, and that was the last thing I wanted to try, so I was introduced to Cheryl, and I guess I always had it. They just sort of polished it up for me. Mostly how to breathe properly and get through a whole show.
Savisca will be part of the school's 90th anniversary celebration. He'll join other national performers. And Patterson is thrilled to have all the music talents showcased at the event, noting music engages the whole person and the whole mind.
It's taking medicine without knowing you're taking medicine because it's so pleasurable to do.
Andy Anselmo agrees, 90 years and still singing and playing the piano.
How much the mind has to do with life and your whole being.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
So deep in my heart, you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, darling, I know so well I've got you.